Melody's MECFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID recovery story. How She Got Off Oxygen and 13 Meds by Court Johnson, June 14th, 2024. Health Rising's recovery story series continues. Health Rising's recent recovery/recovering series continues with our first chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, plus long COVID recovering story. Getting sick early in the pandemic, Melody, a physician's assistant, was hit hard. Barely able to breathe, she was hospitalized with double pneumonia and told that her lungs looked like cracked glass. Melody was on oxygen and either bedbound or homebound for the next 2.5 years. She found her answer outside of the traditional medical establishment and reports she is now living a near normal life. Hers is the first Zoom recovering/recovery story for Health Rising. Check out Health Rising's series of in-depth recovery stories here in the link in the text version of the article, as well as over 70 MECFS FM long COVID recovery stories here. Talking with Melody about her MECFS FM and long COVID recovery story. Please know that there are things in the talk that are not in the blog and vice versa. See the YouTube video in the text version of the article. Melody was busy just before she became ill, a physician assistant since the 90s. She was also a school board member of a large school district and had adopted 3 children, one of whom had a serious illness. The stressors built up over time, and the diagnoses started piling up. By 2018, she'd been diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome, fibromyalgia, MECFS, and hypertension. Her fatigue, she said, was enormous, but the big blow came with COVID-19. Infected early in the pandemic, she ended up in the hospital with her pulse oximeter readings in the 70s, with double pneumonia and her lungs looking like cracked glass. Put on oxygen, she had a respiratory code triggered when she tried to stand up and walk around, but was never intubated. After 3 weeks, she went home on oxygen. She was diagnosed with POTS, hypoxia with oxygen dependence, serious brain fog, developed severe sleep apnea in 2023, vertigo, multiple arthralgias, definitely COVID magnified times 1,000, insomnia, heart palpitations, hand tremors, fractured ribs and spine, multiple herniated discs, and headaches. Over time, her list of specialists grew to include regular visits to a pulmonologist, cardiologist, rheumatologist, and ophthalmologist. The oxygen kept her alive, but little else provided much help. 2 years of hydroxychloroquine produced nothing but headaches. Toradol helped with sleep, but not with pain, and timazepam didn't help with sleep, but may have helped with pain. She was mostly bedbound for the first 6 months after COVID-19, was in enormous pain, frequently fell into walls, vertigo, and slept most of the day. Improving a bit, she went from sleeping most of the time to sleeping little and remained homebound for the next 2.5 years. On disability and still dragging her oxygen canister around the house, she still couldn't read and was in significant pain. When her rheumatologist, whom she respected a lot, made it clear that he had nothing more for her, she was devastated. Unable to find help from the traditional medical establishment, she saw a functional medicine doctor who told her, she's a longtime vegetarian, he'd never seen anyone recover who didn't eat meat. Reluctantly, she started to eat meat and grows to love bacon. And her joint swelling and pain lessened, but she was still on oxygen. Something said during Lori Livingston's online summit struck her, and she took Lori's course. What had been said was, every chronic disease has a hidden infection inside it. And Lori now has an online version of her course. See the link in the text version of the article. Check out how Lori's online summit helped another ME/CFS patient, Patrick, with his recovering journey. And that link is in the article as well. The first thing she does is go on a stricter diet, Lori's version of a modified keto diet, which allows no fruit, no sugar, both of which she is told feed the parasites in her gut, no grains, nuts, or seeds. Plus, she takes a product called Cellcor to get at the parasites, which Lori believes play an important role in these illnesses. Cellcor requires that a physician request it. Within 4 days of being on the diet and Cellcor protocol, evidence popped out, so to speak, that something was happening. A worm showed up in her poop. After that, they started pouring out. The biggest one was 38 inches long. It took time, but the approach started to work. Within 3 months, her heart issues disappeared, and she was off oxygen. By 6 months, she was reading 3 to 4 books at a time and had dropped all 13 of her prescriptions. 10 months later or so, her pain is now down to a 1 to 2 out of 10 most of the time, and she now gets 7+ hours of sleep a night, at least 7 nights a week. Melody reported that she leads a near normal life, is walking a lot, but cannot engage in intensive exercise and is still slowly improving. Melody feels that the diet and Cellcor were the rock stars of the protocol for her. She also benefited from pacing, meditations, forced rest, nebulized hydrogen peroxide for the infections, the ARC microcurrent device for healing, augmented NAC for oxidative stress, emotional freedom technique or EFT for calming, a grounding mat for sleep, vagus nerve stimulation with a TENS unit, autonomic nervous and immune system regulation, red light therapy for a mitochondrial enhancer, infrared sauna for detoxification and healing, and methylene blue as a mitochondrial enhancer, an antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory. She suspects the methylene blue in particular may have helped her get off oxygen. Check out some blogs on these topics. And those links, of course, are in the text version of the article. A blog on red light therapy is coming up. Melody requested that people with these illnesses, quote, please, please don't give up. Fight for yourself. Find somebody. It may not be Lori. It may be someone else. But find somebody that can help you and will listen to you, end quote. An interview with Lori on her story and approach is also coming up. Health Rising is not affiliated with Lori and her courses or any of the products mentioned on this page. Check out Health Rising's series of in-depth recovery stories below and the over 70 ME/CFS FM long COVID recovering recovery stories here in the link. Please support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. Give a one-time donation in the link in the article.